Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Virulent News, Toxic Habits and Attitudes. I'm your host, Wayne Bibbs. If this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. In this podcast, we examine all the things that we allow to interfere with our pursuit of our dreams and the indulgence in our passions. Procrastination, fear of trying something new, the belief that we may not be good enough, ridicule from our families, friends, and even strangers, and all the other toxic habits and attitudes that get in our way. And we all have things that we must do on a day-to-day basis, but we often forget that we can make room in our lives for the things that we enjoy. Your life is more than just a collection of your responsibilities, and in this podcast, we strive to remind you of that. Earlier this morning, I had a dream. I have no idea what it was I was actually dreaming about. I have no real recollection of what happened in the dream. The only thing that I remember is that it had a soundtrack. Elton John was singing The Circle of Life, you know, from The Lion King. And that's really all I remember. But that's enough because this was actually one of my favorite songs. It's always been a particularly moving song for me. I didn't just like it. I mean, there's a lot of songs that I like, enjoy as soon as it comes on. Hey, you know, I'm snapping my fingers and whatever. But this one just hit a little different for me. I mean, between his singing and the orchestrations, this song was moving. And it occurred to me that this song, actually, maybe that whole Lion King project might have been one of his those moments. What I mean by that is I think that this might have been one of those projects, one of those songs that he will look back on and say, wow, yeah, I did that. Obviously, I'm not talking about things that happened in his private life, that's his business. I don't know what they are anyway. I'm speaking of his musical career. And even as far as that goes, he may not see it the way that I imagine he does, because he knows everything that went on behind the scenes. He knows everything that happened leading up to those songs, that work, whatever it is. And it may have a different meaning for him because he knows what happened. I don't know all of that. All I know is the song comes on and I feel, I start feeling some kind of way, and that's all there is to it. But this is how it comes across to me. Now, I talked to the warden about it. I talked to the warden about pretty much everything that happens or everything that I think about. And I find that she's a pretty good sounding board. But I talked about this dream with its background music. And she mentioned to me, and I didn't know this, but, you know, she keeps up with this kind of stuff. She mentioned to me that he lists Goodbye Norma Jean, the original version, and the version that he made for Princess Diana, as a couple of his yeah moments. And I could see that being the case. I could see that being true. But talking to the warden made me realize that everyone has those moments, those peaks in life when you look back on what you've done and, you know, you stick out your chest a little bit more, like, yeah, I'm proud of that. Whether you think of it that way or not, there's something, some things that you've done that make you very proud, and rightfully so. I don't know what your moments are, but I know you have them just like Elton does. The only difference is that more people know about his, and he's probably made more money off of them so far. But that doesn't make your moments any less important, especially to the people in your life. Now, as I've said many times in this show. Never waste time comparing yourself or your accomplishments to anyone else. You are important. And while it's fine to look to others for inspiration, that's not the same as comparison. Inspiration is fine. You want to look to someone for inspiration? Go right ahead. Someone is looking at you that way. But you never want to compare yourself to others. You don't have the same life. They don't have the same conditions. Things are different. Besides, it doesn't matter what anyone else does. In your life, you're what matters. In keeping with the theme of the show, though, I will add this. As you look back through your peak moments and feeling your totally understandable pride, consider what that list of your peak moments might look like if you went through with some of your plans that were derailed due to lack of time or money or energy or certainty or support. What if you didn't let doubt, for example, stop you from trying that new thing, that new enterprise, that new endeavor that you've been considering that maybe someone talked you out of? Let's say you were planning on writing a book and someone said to you, you know, yeah, you're okay, but you really shouldn't waste your time trying to write a book. I mean, it's not like you're going to sell a million copies or whatever. First of all, no one knows that. Secondly, no one knows what you're capable of without being you. You're capable of doing anything that you prepare yourself to do. But just imagine that whatever it is and whatever anyone said to talk you out of it, or no matter what it is that actually stopped you from doing it, what if it didn't stop you? These peak moments that you are able to look back on right now and again, yeah, you're proud of them and you should be. But those are basically the moments that you have left. Those are the moments without you taking that leap of faith. What if you took that leap? What if you did something that right now, sitting there listening to me or doing whatever it is you're doing, what if you went on and did it and tried it? Well, for one thing, that could be one of the things that you're proud of. That leap of faith that you didn't take for whatever reason, this is not a criticism. This is strictly a what if. What if you took that leap? That could be one of your peak moments that you will never know because you never took that step. And that's very important. Who knows what you may have deprived the world of because someone said, nah, forget about it. You don't want to try that. And you listen. Don't do that. don't do that. If there's something that you want to try, do it. That's going to be one of your proud moments. I guarantee you. You tried it. Whether you actually accomplished the goal you set out to accomplish, whether it turns out the way you thought it would or not, the fact that you did not let doubt or uncertainty stop you from doing it, you need to look at that and be proud of that. That needs to be one of your proud moments because that is very important. Besides, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, someone is looking to you for inspiration. You probably don't think they are. You probably don't believe they really should, because it seems to be human nature to downplay one's own importance. But someone is, and someone should. And how much more inspiring would it be if they could see you fearlessly trying something new? Something that makes you happy. Something that could, if they try it as well, make them happy. Just something to think about. We'll be right back.
Are you enjoying the Virulent News Toxic Habits and Attitudes podcast with Wayne Bibbs? Have you given more thought to your own experiences and not following your dreams? Who and what you let stand in your way, and what you can do to rid yourself of that toxic behavior? Now you can support Wayne's efforts to create more free content to reach more people. Please consider a monthly donation in support of the podcast so that we can continue to offer you stories from Wayne and his guests to encourage you to embrace and follow your dreams, as long as those dreams don't involve any sort of harm to yourself or anyone else. You can subscribe to the podcast on several platforms, and you can follow The Virulent News on Twitter, now X, and Instagram. The Virulent News, Toxic Habits and Attitudes. We thank you for your support.
And we're back. If someone were to ask you right now to list all the things you can do, how long do you think it would take you? In fact, if you wouldn't mind, go ahead and do that. Take a few seconds as you're listening to me. Take a few seconds and list in your mind all the things that you can do. I'll wait a few seconds. Go ahead. All right, now, what I want you to do is I want you to make another mental list, but this time, I want you to list all the things that you can't do, but want to. I'll wait a little bit. All right. First of all, thank you for indulging me there. Secondly, by any chance, is the list of things that you can do much shorter than the list of things you can't do? Let me say this. I posed this question to the warden. I had her help me out with this when I was thinking about talking about this. And she came up with her mental lists, and the list of things that she can do is very, very short, but the list of things that she can't do is much longer. Now, I've known her for a long, long time, and I know what she can and can't do. And if she were really honest with herself, the list of things that she can't do would be much shorter than the list of things that she can. I'm going to tell you right now, and forget about all of the, you know, husbandly pride or anything like that. That woman can do virtually anything she wants. But this is a classic example of someone who looks at the things that she can do, sort of downplays them, and then starts editing the list because somewhere in the back of her mind, and you do it too, don't, you know, this is not just her, and this is in no way, by no means, a criticism of her or of you or me. She tends to kind of discount some of the things that she can do, as if saying, well, you know, anybody can do that, or yeah, I can do this, but big deal, who cares? And that's, I find, typical of people. And if she does that, I know a lot of other people, most people, damn near all people do it. I don't care who you're discussing. Pick the most successful person you know, the rich, you know, whoever the richest people are, no matter how well known they are for whatever it is that they do. there's something that they're able to do that they downplay. And I want to mention to you how inherently dangerous that is to your self-esteem when you do that. Now, understand, this is not saying you need to go on an ego trip thinking you're, you know, the greatest thing since Mrs. Butterworth syrup. But what it means is be completely honest with yourself about what you can do. And whatever it is that you want to do right now, you probably can do it. You're probably just not as good at it as you want to be or think you should be, or, and this is the thing that I really want to drive home to you and stop you from doing, that you're not as good as someone else that you know of. Whatever that person can do and however proficient they are at it has nothing to do with you. And that person is not and should not be the standard for what you do in your life. The first thing you need to do is understand that you are loaded with ability. You can do things that you really haven't given yourself a lot of credit for, and some things you haven't even thought of. Because, again, human nature here, we don't really examine ourselves that thoroughly. All of us have gifts that we haven't found. We have hidden treasures. We have talents. We have skills. We have abilities. Or at the very least, we have the desire to do. All we really need is an opportunity to go digging around for whatever it is, pull that bad boy up and start doing it. But whatever it is you do, whether you ever find it or not, don't discount yourself. Don't diminish what you can do. You can do a lot, way more than you think you do, or at least way more than you're willing to admit. I'm really trying to figure out how we as a people came into the habit of downplaying ourselves. I don't understand that. And I'm one of the biggest examples of that ever. If you ask me what it is that I can do, I'll probably come up with four or five things. And I know in my heart of hearts, I know logically that the list is much bigger than that, but I too self-edit. I start whittling out the things that I don't think anybody will care about. But that wasn't the question. I said, what can you do? That was the question. What can I do? Okay, well, I can do this. And if I'm really being honest with myself, it's going to be a pretty lengthy list. If you're really honest with yourself, the list of things that you can do is very long. Even if you shorten it with the list of things that you can do well, the list is going to be very long. As long as you don't start adding in unnecessary conditions, like what can you do as well as people who are famous for doing that very thing? Who cares? That's not the issue. The issue is you can do these things. And I'll tell you this, the more work you put into doing it, the better you will be. Whether you ever reached the level that, you know, whoever it is that you're worried about has reached, again, not the issue. Don't worry about them. Worry about doing things the best way you can. And understand that if you really want to do that thing, whatever it is, you can. The only thing that can stop you, and the only thing that ever has really stopped you, is you. That's going to do it for this week's episode of the Virulent News, Toxic Habits and Attitudes. I am your host, Wayne Bibbs. We'll be speaking again in the very near future, but until then, take care.